Paranormal Perception is brought to you by the new book by Sabrina Marie, Two Realm Paranormal, Torn Between Realms. It's available now on barnesandnoble.com, or if you're there already, or if you're not, go to paranormalperception.show, scroll down. There's a big picture that says Two Realm Paranormal. Click on there. You can order it right there. Sounds like I'm having a lot of fun, huh? Look at the calendar. Why wouldn't I?
Paranormal Perception is a full-bodied apparition summoned by 22 Creations Multimedia LLC.
You've found it. Your guide through the unknown. This is your guide through the new normal for the new decade. Paranormal Perception. Parapsychology.
Restless souls.
Cryptozoology. Disclosure.
Ghosts.
Artificial intelligence.
Unheard whispers.
Close your eyes. Open your ears and your mind.
It is called the unknown for a reason.
By the end of this episode, you'll have a new perception on the paranormal.
A Paranormal Perception
with Henry San Miguel.
Of course, I'm happy. I'm excited because, number one, it's October. We made it. It's our favorite time of the year, our favorite month. And I've been talking about it. Seems like all year. It's live right now. OCParacon.com, Orange County Paracon. It was supposed to be a live event, but as you know, we had to go virtual. But it's out there. It's live. It's ready for you. And here's the best part. You go there now. All the virtual panels are there. But it's not all of them. There's still some more coming, believe it or not. So there will be some either over this weekend or maybe later this week. So watch the ones that are up there now and then look for some new ones. The exhibitor section, that's also up and live and ready for you to go there and do a little bit of spooky shopping. There's cool books. There's some cool vendors there. There's a new paranormal network on there. Most of the speakers, they're on there also. And same thing there. I may add some new ones, some new exhibitors as the month goes on. So again, everything live, finally, OCParacon.com. Go there sometime this weekend or until tell a friend, tell another friend, tell everybody that who's in the spooky season. And really, look at the calendar. That should be everybody right now. Tell them OC Paracon is live. The other thing is on the other show that I do, the Geek Speak show, some of you may listen, some of you may not. You may want to listen this month because from the very beginning, 11 years ago when I started that show, the Halloween episode has always been the most downloaded episode, which tells me everybody likes that. So about 3-4 years ago, I think it was, I introduced a new bonus episodes in October called Geek Speak Treats. They're basically Halloween-themed episodes. Yeah, I talk about movies. I talk to directors, to actors. I talk to the Halloween haunts, the different things that I think some of you may find interesting. In fact, the first one is out today on thegeekspeakshow.com, and it's with last week's guest, Robert W. Sullivan. When he came on and talked about occult symbolism in cinema, I got a lot of emails from you here on Paranormal Perception saying you loved it, and it was very interesting. We do it again, because now that it's October, everybody's going to be watching horror films, because it is the season. So over there, we had a little bit more fun, and we target only horror films, because, again, tis the season. So we stick to horror films on that one. Then we do bring up some things that we didn't mention on Paranormal Perception. So again, thegeekspeakshow.com. Scroll down a little bit. You can't miss it. It's a big sign that says Geek Speak Treats. Just click on there. You'll hear another quick interview with Robert W. Sullivan, last week's guest. And one final thing. We can do it all month long, really. But you won't hear this one until Halloween, until the end of the month. The Paranormal Perception Halloween episode this year is going to be different than last year. Last year, I don't even remember, honestly. Feels like a million years ago, but I don't remember what we did last year. But we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to share your scary stories, your brushes with the other side. And again, this is the Paranormal Perception audience I'm talking to. I know you have a lot of them. Now, if you're a creative, an author, or you work in media somehow or in the arts, I know you're creative. I know you can come up with a scary story or two or three or four. So do that. Not long ones, just short ones. On our website, there's a orange button. You click on that to start recording. You start recording your story. I have it set to, I think, 2 minutes or 3 minutes right now. Tell your story, whether it's, you know, something made up just to scare us, or if you want to share a paranormal experience that you've had sometime in your life, you can do that also. You can say your name or you cannot. Let me know if you want to be anonymous. Either one, or if you want to say your name, that too. You can use your social media handle if you want people to go follow you afterwards. However you want to do it, you can do it there. Paranormalperception.show, that's the website if you're not already there right now. And scroll down a little bit, and there you go. Click on there and get ready to record. All the stories will be played back on the Paranormal Perception Halloween episode, which I think is going to air on the 29th of October, which is that Friday, right before Halloween weekend. So we'll do that. One more thing. Next Friday, I'm not sure, honestly, I may or may not have a new episode for you, only because I'm going to be in Arizona. I'm going to be covering Vulture City Paracon that happens next weekend. While there, if any of you listening to me right now, if you're going to be at Vulture City Paracon, come on over to my table, and if you have a story you want to share, I'll have the microphones there. You can sit down and record it, and we'll play it back on the Halloween episode. And you don't have to. You can just come and say hi. I listen to the show. I enjoy the show. But I'll be out there, and you'll be hearing a lot of interviews that we record at Vulture City Paracon in the coming weeks of October. So, as you can tell, it's our month. We're busy at OC Paracon again, finally up there, and more panels to come. I mean, there's a lot of them there now, but there's a couple new ones that are going to be up this weekend for sure, and some more that may be added soon. Now, how are we going to start October? Well, what else? Talk ghosts. Well, not two ghosts, but we'll talk to paranormal investigators. The new team called Shadow Walker Paranormal, and yeah, they investigate, but the reason why I want to speak to them, well, we'll have only one person, but the reason why I want to speak to Mike about Shadow Walker Paranormal is because they investigate, like I said, but they also focus on something that not too many paranormal investigative teams focus on. And it's something that you should. I mean, even if you're not a group, you just investigate on your own, you should focus on this. I'll tell you what that is after you find out a little bit more about our sponsor.
With 30 years of paranormal investigations and research under their belts, a lifetime of experiences, and the gifts that make it all worth it, Two Realm Paranormal truly live the paranormal. This mother-daughter investigative team has experienced it all, and they go anywhere needed in search of answers with a single goal in mind, helping both the living and the dead. Their new book was written for those who feel like they're going crazy in a paranormal nightmare, so they know they are not alone. Filled with their experiences, theories, and even a little fun, it's definitely a book every paranormal enthusiast needs in their collection. Two Realm Paranormal, Torn Between Realms is written by Sabrina Marie and is available for shipping now at barnesandnoble.com. Just search the number 2, Realm Paranormal. This show provides you the red pill you need for a new perception on the normal.
Paranormal Perception continues
with Henry San Miguel.
It turned into October. Yeah, like I said at the beginning, that's why I sound just a little bit more excited, a little bit more happier than usual. It's October. It's our month. OC Paracon is live. So, like I said, we're gonna start October with what else? We'll talk ghosts. I'm gonna introduce you to a new team, but like I said, they're a little bit different. They focus on something that not too many of them focus on, not too many of you investigative groups focus on, and that's why I want to speak to them. Speaking for the team will be Mike. Mike is from Shadow Walker Paranormal. I have a links to everything on the show description. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's October, ready for it. So Let's get into Shadow Walker first. Tell me how long has the group been together? First of all,
About a year now.
Year. How did you all find each other?
Actually, we were watching Isaac's Hidden in the Shadow podcast, and I was part of another paranormal group. And in the midst of getting to know them, the group kind of went different directions, and I joined Isaac and Megan and decided to go their direction instead of the other direction.
I should have started there, actually. You know, Isaac, Megan, they're part of the team also. But tell us all the team members who's the entire team.
Okay, so you got Isaac, which is one of our leads, and lead podcaster, and then we have Megan, his wife, which is one of our gifted psychics. Then you have me. I don't call myself a psychic, more of a medium. I can feel things around me. And then my wife as well. She is an intuitive. She can tap into things and feelings and really much tell you if we're in a bad area or not.
That it sounds actually that's more empath than medium. But. Yes.
Well, yeah, but I can do a little bit of everything, so it's kind of hard to put a description on just one.
Multi-talented. How about that? How about that one?
Yes.
So like you said, like 4 years. Let's get to why I wanted to talk to you. And all of you that watch their videos are on YouTube, that's on TikTok, on anywhere on social media, you can't help but notice this. You guys really put a focus on healing and protecting yourselves when you're out investigating. And I love that because, as you probably know, not too many paranormal investigative groups do that. I don't know why. I don't understand why they don't do that. But you guys do. Is there a specific reason why you focus on that?
So just a little bit of a backstory. My background, I passed away 3 times in the last 4 years, unfortunately because of cancer and some health issues. When I left the hospital, you know, I've had where I could feel things my whole life and stuff, but it really amped up after that experience, that death experience. When I came home from the hospital, something had followed me and actually latched on to my wife and actually tried to get her to make a deal that it would keep me safe and out of the hospital if she would give it her soul. Unfortunately, her love for me, she actually did so. And it turned into a possession, which was my third exorcism I was part of. So you've got to realize that we come from a battle-hardened paranormal side of things. When you go through things like that, you learn to protect yourself, to teach other people to protect themselves. You know, you can't go poking the beast and expect nothing to come back at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really, the healing part is part of that death experience I had, the larger picture. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. The Great Awakening is happening. People that aren't psychic or have psychic abilities are becoming more intuitive, or their feelings are getting stronger. So society is like going towards spiritualism, and the best way to do that is to teach them the correct way and not the wrong way. So we try to, when we have our talks and stuff, go over protection, prayer, spirituality. You know, there's no God out there that is wrong. Every God is different to the person seeking God. So like, and when I say God, I don't mean like is in the Bible. I'm talking my creator, much larger than man's version of religion.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and this is, you're on the perfect show. This is why I wanted to talk to you, because I've been talking about this with the guests and just on regular shows that I do about that, and I've called it exactly that, the Great Awakening. To me, I don't know how you see it, Mike. To me, it didn't start really in 2020 last year. Now everybody can point to that year and say, this is when it all started, and for some, but I've been seeing this actually since the turn of the millennium, quite honestly. A lot of the things that have been happening, especially the bad things, not that much of a shock if you've been paying attention. I know everybody, especially on the younger side, they love saying, and you probably heard it, you're woke. Well, I'll tell you, if you say you're woke, you are dead asleep, quite honestly. I've been talking about that on the show a lot. So, yeah, I'm glad you're saying that, Mike. You're absolutely correct. And, yeah, I mean, going through an experience like that, dying three times and going through your wife especially, yeah, you'd want to show people how to protect themselves. Now, you actually made me think of something that I brought up with some, and I'm going to tell you about a team actually off the air when we're done here that you'll find interesting. Again, they kind of skew on the younger side, or if somebody's brand new to the paranormal, to the supernatural, maybe it's movies, maybe it's, I don't know, it's music, whatever it is, but something makes them think that it's cool to go to the dark side or summon demons or things like that. With your experience and your wife's experience especially, tell them the truth. What is it really? And I think I know the answer, but is it really cool to summon demons?
So here's the thing. I think what they're looking for is actual evidence, something rock hard that really rocks their world. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how they say everything that is good in life isn't easy to do, right?
So yes.
Everything that is easy usually turns out bad. If it's too easy, it's too good to be true. So I think that's why they go to the darker side a little bit more. I think because it's easier. You can get things to pop off more. You know, the dark side's more willing to, they're willing to entertain you to where the light side wants you to work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to carry the light is not something easily given. You either earn it or you don't. And by what you were saying, the awakening, you know, you have to earn it. Don't go out looking for things and think that it is just going to do what you want it to do. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's hard because, as you know, I mean, on social media, on everywhere, really, you've got athletes, you've got celebrities telling you, take the easy way, meaning everybody says the same thing. Yeah, you're right. It is not hard. It's impossible to do the right thing. So, yeah, I get that totally. Now, you mentioned you went through an exorcism, but how long did it take, really, for I know I said demon, but I mean, do you consider it this, whatever this thing came out and made this deal with your wife? Do you consider it a demon or just a dark entity, or do you know what it was?
Well, yeah, I actually know what it was. It was a succubus. It latched onto me at the hospital, and showed itself to my wife as a succubi, or the male form of that.
Right.
And the best way I can explain it is it was feeding on my wife's worry and depression of me being. So I'm a very strong man. I've always been a big built man. I look a lot like a Viking, if anybody has ever seen me in real life. And I have Nordic blood in me. But with that said, she made the deal with this thing. And when we pulled it back out, it would be the closest thing that man would call a demon. You know, it was a darker entity.
Mm-hmm.
It screamed, it scratched. We heard hoof prints on the floorboards underneath the floor. So we were standing there and you could feel hoof prints running across the floor, but upside down on the bottom of the floor. You could feel the pressure coming up to your feet. It screamed. It threw a fit. My animals reacted to it. My kids wouldn't stay here. You know, I have four kids. They didn't want any part of it. And believe it or not, that was my third exorcism. And with it being my third, that one went fairly quickly. It took three nights of digging in and trying to figure out what was going on, how hard of a, you know, a grasp it had on her. And then to get her to actually say, I break whatever deal I made with you. It was like it was controlling her and wouldn't let her say that. So we had to give her enough room or pull it enough to get her to be able to fight it from within.
Yeah. You, I just thought of this right now. You saying it was your third and you've had this before. Is there a reason why you were targeted or you're a magnet for this? Is there a reason why?
The only thing I can say is I walk very closely with angelic forms.
Okay.
My spirit guides are very powerful. I'm not tooting my own horn or nothing, but they tend to want to pick fights with bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I do it, the easier it gets. I don't know how to explain that one. But at the same time, the more attacks I get as well, which is why protection is not just something you do on investigations. It's a daily routine. It's something you do daily.
Yeah. See, and that actually makes sense because it's not like, you know, you're summoning demons or doing dark rituals or anything like that. It's because the opposite. It's because you're the light that you have around you, and they kind of want to, you know,
they target. They will target you.
Yeah.
Which is one of the biggest things with these people going to investigations where they're not in a safe place. It's not a safe investigation. And when I say that, I mean, like, you know, graveyards are not as bad as an insane asylum or a prison. You're not dealing with the same kind of souls. You're not dealing with the same kind of negativity. You know, graveyards are sad. But a prison or insane asylum is almost maddening. So you got to remember that when you go and do these things, there are things that are going to follow you home. It's a guarantee. I'm not telling you it may happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
If you open yourself up to certain things are going to come knocking on that door. So that, and again, why we teach to protect and to ward off those things.
Yeah, and when you say you teach, is it in your videos or do you have classes or how do you teach people?
Yes, I'm actually starting. Isaac's talked me into starting us every Sunday. I'll be doing a spiritual protection. You know, more of the other side of the paranormal investigations. The protection, the prayers, the just that outlook on religion. You know, talking about man's religion, and some people, that is the greatest thing in the world, but some people need more than that. Some people want to find more than that.
Okay.
So every Sunday I'll be doing that. I have been, so since this has happened, everybody around me, I've either attracted people that needed me, or I have the people that don't believe or don't want a part of it have shunned away from me. So it's kind of like changed my life here lately. And especially like the people around me, I think my vibration is so high that negative people don't like to be around me anymore.
Yeah. Talk about an awakening on both sides, and quite an eye opener for you. That's what I'm hearing. So everybody has different reasons for investigating, whether you put it on YouTube or you do it because you're a TV personality, or you just do it, you know, on your own. But everybody has a different reason for investigating. For your team, for Shadow Paranormal, what Shadow Walker Paranormal, what's the goal of your investigation?
The goal of our investigation is to go into areas where the souls are pretty much being bullied by something darker, and they cannot move on. So what we're finding and what we're doing is that you go into these places, and usually there's a negative entity holding on to what I call disembodied souls. They're just normal people that are stuck, and they feed on them. And it's like the more they have, the more the evil or the negative will the stronger they become. So we like to go into areas and try to release those people or to try to heal the land. Because the only way I can explain it is right now in our society, the dark is winning.
Yeah.
The light is not winning. And since I've been on this journey, I found out that this is not mine and Isaac's first go around. And I went into past life regression and stuff like that. You're put here for a reason. Some of us don't realize what that reason is until something smacks us in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And my reason, and I was told by something I could not even lift my head up and look at. It was so bright. The only thing I can explain it to you, I wouldn't say it was God. It was an angel, basically telling me I was not done. It wasn't my time, and that I needed to carry the light through the darkness. Hence why our Shadow Walker logo is the lantern with a third eye.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. We consider that we want to heal and release all that we can to try to even the balance of negativity right now. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And what really makes sense to me now that you're saying that is why you will be targeted, like you were saying, by the dark entities, because when they know that you're one of the few that can probably stop, you know, and it does. And you're like the third or fourth guest that says that the dark is winning right now. You can't deny that. So when they see that you and, you know, the select few are some of the few that actually can slow them or even stop them. Yeah. I'm not shocked to hear that you guys are getting extra targeted now by all these entities. I'm sure you watch them because they're there, and, you know, how can you not, especially as we get into October now. The paranormal television shows like Ghost Adventures and those, and then also the paranormal, the YouTube channels and TikToks. And then when I say that, I know you guys have a YouTube and a TikTok. It's different. I'm talking about the ones where kind of like Zach and the guys, the kids go somewhere and all it is just screaming, oh, that, that, that. I mean, yeah. I'll tell you in a second what I think of it, but how do you guys see, you know, the TV shows and all that stuff that's out there?
Don't get me wrong. It's a good place to get interested into the paranormal. I wouldn't say go and do exactly what they do. You can see the progression of Zach, in particular, mm-hmm. where when they started, off very like, bullyish, like, provoking, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But you also see Zach take a change, and his whole team changed. That change was caused because of what they were doing, and they had to regroup and redo what they do. I don't know if you've noticed, but Zach is more respectful when he goes places.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily provoke unless he's being pushed or unless he's being threatened. But, you know, when they first started out, they were very quick about, you know, hey, if you're here, touch me, push me, hit me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly but surely you see, you know, Zach, he lost his eyesight. He started wearing glasses. You know, his whole temperament started changing. It was like the whole show changed. And see, not everybody knows that in the background, what's going on is a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
You guys need to be very careful. If you want to do things like this, then you need to look at both sides of the spectrum. Yes, ghost hunting is fun. You know, you get a thrill, you get scared. Everybody loves to get scared once in a while. But don't disrespect, because that will be more than you're bargaining for.
Yeah, I've met Zach. I actually know him personally, and not just what you see on television, but there's definitely been a change in his personality, you know, in his personal life also. And you're right. The other one, like the YouTube channels, the TikTok channel, I call them,
they're trying to get famous. They want to get famous off of ghosts.
Yeah.
They're doing it for recognition, they're doing it for fame, not for the actual, hey, this is what we love to do and this is why we do it. Kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said on the show, on the air, I've said that it like you said, yeah, it's okay to watch those shows, but know what you're getting into. Watch them for entertainment. If you're somebody who wants to research the paranormal seriously, really, really start knowing what's on the other side, or, you know, how do I research this? Don't start with those shows, because kind of like what you were saying, Mike, a minute ago, what I don't like about those shows, the entertainment, the YouTube, those kind of things, is that a lot of times you get a phone to ring, or REM pods going off, or this has happened, or that, and they're screaming, oh, all that stuff. That's a spirit trying to communicate with you. And you open something, and especially if it's going to be something dark and they don't even know, like you said, they just leave. They leave whatever it is. They leave a portal open, whatever open. They leave whoever comes in next. It's going to be.
It's almost perpetuating the system of negativity.
Yeah, so that's the one thing I don't like about those, because it shows people that it's okay to go somewhere, do investigation, scream, yell, and leave. That's not how you do it.
No, sir, not at all. And you know, you disrespect the wrong ones, and they'll come after you.
They will make you pay. Yeah, they will. So let's talk about you guys. I mean, not just what you've put out publicly. Even some that you've done, you know, on your own, even before you met Isaac and have the team now, what do you consider some of your most memorable experiences during investigations?
Most memorable would be being touched, or actually, when I say touched, emotionally, like when we cross spirits over, the feeling that we get, that angelic healing feeling that you get, it's something. I can't even describe it unless you feel it yourself. That is the greatest thing that I get out of any investigation, is that feeling of crossing souls over and the gratitude they give, and then the release of the sadness and the negative energy into the light.
Yeah.
You know, that it's really hard to explain, honestly.
But no, you know what, Mike? Yes, it is, and I think it should be, because you're not the first person I hear say that. When you cross someone, you help someone cross over. I think that's the feeling that we feel when we die. That it's just, you know, we say rest in peace, and there's a peace that comes over the person that passes away. I think that's the closest helping somebody in that feeling you get. That's the closest we'll get to experiencing what we're going to feel when we finally do pass on to the next plane. And I think that's why, and like I said, it should remain unexplained, because it should be the final great mystery that we don't know until we ourselves go there.
Right, right. And I agree with that. My one death experience, I actually saw them. I had, my colon had ruptured and I had gone septic. And I actually watched them pull everything out of my stomach and lay it to the side while I was watching from above. And I wasn't worried. I wasn't scared. I was in complete contempt. Like, I was just, I was so comfortable that I didn't want to come back. I hate to say it that way, but if you ever cross, it's like, why would you want to come back? For those that are going to the light. Now, I will say that some of us were probably crossed and not see nothing but bad stuff. And that is out there. There's both sides of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
But for me, you're very correct. It was a very calming, like I was where I needed to be. I was where I should be. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to come back until they said, hey, you're not done yet. You know, get back there. And I actually watched them shocked my heart. And I see, I didn't even know they did this, but when they have you open, they have these little paddles that I explained to the nurse, and the whole time I'm trying to ask the nurse these questions, she's like, there's no way you're telling me what you're seeing, because you're describing exactly what you went through, but you were totally out before you even went in that room. So how are you seeing this? But I watched them actually shock my heart from the inside with these little paddle things they put up into my rib cage. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw my body jump, it was a flash of light and I was waking up in recovery. Mm. So, and then there was a lot of pain and it was like, why did I come back for this?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this actually, Mike, because I love asking this question of people that have had NDEs, and I love how everybody has a different answer. Now that you've experienced this, are you, not that, you know, you're in a hurry to get there, but are you less afraid of getting there? Are you really looking forward to returning back to that?
Yes, because I know that it's another step. It's not nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things that, you know, people fear death. My life has changed in the point where now I don't even worry about that. I don't fear death. Things don't scare me anymore. I don't get scared. I don't get anxious. I don't get creeped out. You know what I mean? I don't yell. I don't scream. I don't. It's just different. My whole outlook on everything is much broader than it was before.
Let me add this to that question, though, because from what you said earlier, it you definitely know what's happening. You see it. I mean, most people, they should, but not everybody does. Even everything you just said, even with everything, all the bad you see in the world, in our country alone, you still want to stay here?
Yes, because I want to help. I want to fix. I want to try to heal. It's hard to explain. I've always been a bullier. The guy in high school that, you know, he's seen somebody getting picked on, I would go help them. I would go defend them. I would jump into a fight to fight for somebody else. And I reckon
that I wish I knew you when I was in school.
Yeah, but I'm you know, I reckon that mentality is why I want to stay. It's not, you know, a lot of people say, well, isn't it your family, your wife? And it's like, they're going to be okay. They're going to be fine. They have nothing to worry about. I'll be there waiting for them when they go. But, you know, it's just so hard to put into words. I wish you could feel it and not hear it. But that's kind of hard to do without going through it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I think a lot of people listening, they get it, especially Paranormal Perception listeners. They're a lot smarter than the average bear, as the saying goes. So I'm sure they get it.
More open-minded. I feel like there's a lot of open-minded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about it's October, 1st of October as we're recording this. So, you know, 'tis the season. Everybody's getting to the Halloween spirit, whether they like this on a regular basis or not. So for October, for Halloween, is Shadow Walker, are you guys going to do anything special for Halloween, or is it just normal?
It's basically normal for us all year long is Halloween. It's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
But it does make it easier when the veil thins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this time of the year, the veil's thinning. It allows us to be able to reach a little bit further than normal, or to communicate with the ones that really are too shy. You can start seeing them better. I can start looking straight at them instead of seeing them in my peripherals, kind of thing. So it's one of those things that, and then you get the collective mind, right? So everybody knows that Halloween's during October. Well, you know, it's kind of funny that everybody starts thinking about Halloween when the veil is the thinnest. Mm-hmm. Everybody is actually putting their brain into the paranormal during Halloween. So it's almost like a collective will cause things to ramp up or charge up. And so it's a lot of good energy, and then there's a lot of bad energy at the same time. You have to have balance. So there's always a balance to it.
Yeah. So almost like creating an egregore, sounds like.
Yes.
So to wrap up, give them, you know, websites, social medias, everywhere they can follow you guys' adventures.
So we do have a Facebook. It's acting up a little bit, but we have a Facebook. We have Instagram, TikTok, YouTube videos. And of course, Hidden in the Shadows podcast, with Isaac and Megan. And I think there may be a few more on there that we're working on to get out there, to reach the masses, to try to help more and more people.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll link everything on the show description for all you guys listening. Now, I will say, Mike, I'll tell you now, the rest of the team, Isaac and everybody, they couldn't join us, but I let Megan know, and I'm going to let you know now here on the air, so everybody knows what to look forward to. I did invite the entire team back, and we'll find a time when everybody's available. I need to have you guys be a part of the Paranormal Perception Halloween episode, because what we're doing there, we're going to do what everybody does on Halloween. We're going to tell scary stories. I'm sure all of you have a lot of them, so I'm sure.
I got some stories that'll make your skin crawl.
Yes, looking forward to that. So that we'll do that now. We'll tease it now. Look for that on Halloween. So, Mike, there you go, from Shadow Walker Paranormal. Mike, thanks a lot. It was great talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you again, like I said. And I'll wish you now a safe and happy Halloween. Same with the rest of the team.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You be safe out there.
Before we wrap up the show, one more reminder. It's October. No, that's not the reminder you need to know. OC Paracon is live. OCParacon.com. All the panels are there. And best part, there's some new ones coming over the weekend and some as the month goes on. So OCParacon.com, the vendors, the exhibit room, the speaker, everything is live finally. It seems like forever. I've been teasing you. It's coming. Get ready for it. It's here. October is here. So is OCParacon. OCParacon.com. tell a friend, start the spooky season off right. Also on the other show, Geek Speak Treats, Halloween-themed episodes. This one especially, you all are going to want to listen to. It's last week's guest, Robert W. Sulla, when he talks about what kind of occult symbolism are in horror films. Because everybody's about to watch horror films because 'tis the season. So go check that one out. It's a quick, fun episode. We cover some things that we didn't bring up on last week's Paranormal Perception episode. And again, I'm collecting your stories. I'm collecting scary stories, real-life paranormal experiences. I know all of you have some. Go to the Paranormal Perception website. It's paranormalperception.show. I know most websites usually are .com, something.com. This one is www.paranormalperception.show. I know if you're there, you know that already, but if you're listening on another app, the website is paranormalperception.show. Go there, scroll down on the homepage, and there's a button that says, click here, start recording. Do exactly that. Start recording, and it could be a scary story that you just make up. It could be, like I said, a real-life paranormal experience, something you've seen, you've experienced, or you know someone that experienced it. You can tell us that story. We'll share them. We'll play them all back for the Halloween episode on October 29th. And I'm doing that because we all do that. We're all going to do that anyway on Halloween. No matter how you celebrate, no matter whether you go out trick-or-treating, you take your kids trick-or-treating, you go to a Halloween party, whatever, however you celebrate, there comes a time on Halloween night when we turn down the lights, we all gather around, and we start trying to scare ourselves. So do that. Again, go to paranormalperception.show on the homepage. You can record and leave your story there, and you'll get it played back. You'll hear it played back on the Halloween episode. So next week, like I said, not sure, honestly, if I'm going to have time to record a new episode or if I'll just replay something or just leave this one that you're listening to now up there, because I will be in Arizona to cover Vulture City Paracon. You're going to start hearing a lot of interviews we record down there starting the following week. So, and if you're out there, you know, come say hi, come record your scary story, and we'll play those back on location from Vulture City. So Vulture City Paracon coverage starting next week. Follow us on our Instagram. I'll put up some pictures and some videos of everything that goes on over there. So we're here. It's October. OC Paracon is here. It's live. So come on back next week, and we will continue to give you and that, whether live or pre-recorded, but I'll give you a new perception on the paranormal.
Was Paranormal Perception. The facts and opinions heard on this episode are those of the guest and host of Paranormal Perception. If they make you uncomfortable or cause you to question your outlook on life, good, you're waking up. Continue that journey on the show's official website, paranormalperception.show. Contact Henry with questions, comments, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, henry@paranormalperception.show. Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.